A story from New York in the Buffalo News caught our eye today. It describes the top supermarket where a gunman murdered 10 people back in May. That store is a kind of command center now after last week's deadly snowstorm. It's in Buffalo's East Side neighborhood, which, according to anecdotes, may have had it worse than others during and after the blizzard. We have on the line Pastor Al Robinson at the Spirit of Truth Urban Ministry. His church took in more than 150 people on Christmas Eve. Pastor Robinson, you and your team members used snowmobiles that night to collect stranded people. What were the conditions like?
It was extremely dark. And when I say dark, I mean we couldn't see our nose in front of our face, and we were trying to run rescue operations. I'll never forget a woman called me in like 2.5 blocks away that was a paraplegic, and all the rescue guys were already out on their snowmobiles pulling people in. We have 4 snowmobiles here pulling people in. Well, the city of Buffalo has 0 snowmobiles. So I had to suit up and then walk down the street, and she's holding onto my neck, and I'm walking through 4 or 5 foot drifts of snow to get this woman back to the church. And it was crazy. You could not see in front of you.
Yeah.
You literally could not see. And it stung. The wind was blowing, so it stung your face like your lids were being razor blade. It was terrible. The darkest point was, of course, seeing people frozen. It's something that you just won't shake.
Yes, and I believe your team sent us a video. It's a horrific video of children finding the body of a pedestrian frozen in the street. How do you describe the trauma in your neighborhood?
The best word to do this would be bittersweet. The screaming and the horrors and the fear all subsided to gratitude and thankfulness that the Lord saw these people through that made it. Like right now, we're in the middle of a magnificent thaw. It's like 37 degrees outside, and it looks just like a thawing day, a spring day outside, where these voices and screams were soon forgotten by the people that were trying to get into the church, at which time we broke our front door so that it would not auto-lock people out. We just broke the door. So now it's just always open.
Buffalo is a relatively poor city to start out with. And in the lower-income neighborhoods, certainly poverty is higher. There is less investment in roads and infrastructure. Is it your sense that the poorer neighborhoods were more neglected?
Well, when you say poor, you know, it's like more impoverished. And so that spectrum covers quite a few different people, whether they're from Kenya or whether they're Bengali or whether they're Polish. And so in certain areas, like where I am in on the Lower East Side, yes, as of yesterday, there were streets that were still having 6-foot drifts going across them, unplowed, not even touched in our neighborhood.
Are some of the neighborhoods in, say, East Buffalo just less resilient, less prepared for a storm like this, given the infrastructure, given the access to medical care, access to supermarkets?
Yes, you are correct in saying that these services are not available. They are available downtown in the medical district, but they're not available out here. The closest, I believe, medical urgency care is in Cheektowaga, but not in Buffalo, on the Lower East Side.
And finally, Pastor Robinson, what has to change in your view so that the worst events of the storm in these impoverished neighborhoods don't happen again?
Well, the mayor of Buffalo, Byron Brown, did a fantastic job in warning people that they needed to get whatever they needed to get before this storm hit. I just don't think that it is within his purview to handle these statewide issues of handling issues like this. People should have known much earlier, and they should have known the grotesque severity of what we are going to be hit with, so they could at least have a plan B. But we were prepared, so we knew our church was prepared, and not to mention the fact that I'm a New York State chaplain from the Chaplain Task Force.
Uh-huh.
We're educated in how to handle emergency situations like this, on how to delegate responsibilities. So it was natural for us to put together a snowmobile rescue team. It was natural for us to handle this. But I just wish that was citywide.
Yeah. Al Robinson, is pastor of the Spirit of Truth Urban Ministry in Buffalo. Pastor Robinson, thanks so much for the time, and our best to you and your team.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share.